Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris, and today I'm talking about the podcast that I'm doing on the blog. It sounds confusing. But what I've done is created a new video for the new format of the Back on Track program. Now, for a long time, the Back on Track was designed to help people understand the process of using the universal laws of nature to stay in a good place. But I think as we've evolved and moved through the last 5 years, it's time to actually focus on frustration. Full stop. A full stop because it really is the end of the story. When we experience frustration, it's a telltale of exactly what's going on in our life at the moment. In summary, what it means is we've lost our vision, inspiration, or purpose. What's caused us to lose it is typically that we've grown. So the cycle, the frustration cycle, goes comfort, stage one, growth, stage two, and frustration, stage three. When we get to that third stage, the question's going to be, do we reboot and reinvigorate ourselves and go to the next level, or do we reach back into the period when we were growing and try to harness some of the tools that we were using to grow further? Now, that's ridiculous, because if you're a Formula One racing car driver and you want to go to the next level, you don't reach back into being a Formula Two racing car driver and try to get some skills from there. You reach up into the next realm. So I think it's a really important concept to realize that the transitions that we're constantly creating are comfort, which means we're doing the job, we're getting it done, and we're on top of it, and that's called success. Growth, which means we go through a period of having to adapt and learn and experience life in a different way. And third, frustration, which means we've grown as far as we can, and in order, we're not going to continue to grow at this rate and get back into the next phase of comfort, which is doing a great job. So I want to say that even though we do vision quest and mind balance and we do all the environmental things and rebranding that we've always done, including the self-talk and magnetism in the 30-day challenge, it might be good for those of you who've already done the program to consider doing it again, because focusing on frustration changes the whole context of it. It gives you red flags, it gives you warning signs, it tells you when you are reaching the peak of a growth phase and likely to enter into the frustration phase. The frustration phase of life is revealed by the fact that we have stress, we feel overwhelmed, we want to run away from the work, we feel angry, we feel disappointed. And there's a million things, but it's not just work. We can have all of these things taking place in a relationship, and that's not going to be covered necessarily in these notes right here, but it will be covered in the Back on Track program. So what I'd like you to do is watch the video that comes next, because I explain some of this there, and then consider doing the 30-day challenge all over again, or at least some of it, in its new format. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.